The United States is using less water despite a growing population, but Idahoans are using more water per capita than residents of any other state. That's according to a recent report from the U.S. Geological Survey. Our Adam Cotterell talked with the lead author of that report about why Idaho uses so much water.
Molly Maupin lives in Boise, but she studies water use around the country.
When I fly into Phoenix, I'm always amazed when I look down and see all the pools in the backyards, and you're in the desert. But still, if you look at Arizona's per capita water use, it's lower than Idaho's.
Maupin led the team that calculated the nation's water use for 2010. The USGS does a detailed look at water use for every fifth year. It took Maupin's team 4 years to compile all the 2010 data. They look at everything people use water for, from your shower this morning to cooling nuclear power plants.
That includes domestic, industrial, agricultural, mining, livestock, aquaculture.
Maupin says Idaho used more water per person than any other state, up from second place in 2005. In 2010, Idahoans used 168 gallons a day per person at home. Utah was a close second, and other western states also ranked high.
Western states that have predominantly rural and arid, dry climates will tend to use more water because we use that water to irrigate our yards and our gardens, as well as our indoor water use.
Maupin says she can't be sure why Idahoans are using the most water per person, but there are some things that contribute.
Part of it is the way people perceive their resources. We have a rural state, and if they are pumping their groundwater for their home and their gardens from a well, and they don't have any issues with that well having any problems and power is cheap, then people may not be thinking about how they use water.
She says not all Idaho cities use water meters, and most rural areas don't. That means many Idahoans pay a base rate no matter how much water they use at home. And despite southern Idaho's dry climate, people can have a sense that water is plentiful. That's in part because the Snake River has turned this dry area into a major agriculture producer. If you plugged agriculture into the per capita water use, Maupin says, each Idahoan would come out using more than 10,000 gallons a day. Despite Idaho's small population, agriculture makes it one of the biggest total water users in the country.
Over at least the last 10 years, we are in the top five states for overall water use. However, irrigated agriculture is the vast majority of our water use in the state. We are, right now, number three for irrigation.
And Idaho farmers may not be using water as well as other states. Some states with more irrigated land than Idaho use less water. Maupin points to Nebraska as an example. But Maupin says Idaho farmers did get better at using water wisely between 2005 and 2010.
Our irrigated lands stayed pretty steady. We also saw a decline of about 10% in our withdrawals. We're seeing a shift away from the flood irrigation and towards sprinkler irrigation. So I think the story that you can pick from that is that farmers still have a good supply, but they're using their water more sensibly and more efficiently.
Maupin says this year's report has gotten more attention than any of the previous ones. She hopes that heightened level of interest in water use bodes well for future use patterns. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.